It's around this time of the year you'll commit to doing some kind of challenge for the summer. It could be a half marathon, maybe some kind of assault course challenge, or perhaps a bike ride. And that's exactly what Sophia Skies is doing. A big, long, 1,000-mile ride all the way from John O'Groats to Land's End. And she joins you tonight on BBC Radio Nottingham to explain exactly why she's doing it. Good evening, Sophia.
Good evening, Jodie.
Why are you doing this ride?
Well, actually, the idea came from a person called Dan Dolby, who my brother had multiple myeloma. And unfortunately, he died. It's a blood cancer, cancer of the blood. And he died of it in 2010. And Dan Dolby has been he was a founder of a charity we set up in my brother's name called the Basil Skyers Myeloma Foundation. So it's Dan Dolby's idea to organise this challenge. And a group of us have decided to go along with
him. How many of you?
I think there's probably about 10 in total. But the core riders are Dan Dolby, as I said, Natasha Dolby, Dan's wife, Steve Wright, who is our route planner, Mark Gould, who has organised some training rides for us, and Glenn Holbrook, who also worked with Basil. So, and then there's Viv Anderson, who's the patron of our charity from Nottingham, the Nottingham footballer, and a number of people joining us at various points throughout the ride.
Why are you doing this ride?
Well, we're doing the ride principally to raise money for myeloma patients. Multiple myeloma is an incurable cancer of the blood, as I said. When patients are diagnosed, as well as the diagnosis of a cancer which is incurable, they also have particular support needs. And it's very much a forgotten cancer, multiple myeloma, because it affects a lot an older population. Principally, but also people are being diagnosed at a significantly younger age. What is not known is that it disproportionately affects men, that's all men, but within that disproportionately African Caribbean men.
Right, and yeah. That money that you raise, what will it be spent on?
Well, a variety of things. We run the charity runs a patient support programme with the Nottingham Centre for Clinical Haematology, and that provides flexible grant for patients, for example, to buy wheelchairs or to pay for equipment in the home, maybe insurance premiums, which go up exponentially with a diagnosis of cancer, and general household bills, mortgage payments, rent payments, that kind of thing.
The training for the bike ride.
Yeah.
How's it going so far?
Well, Mark Gould organised a ride a couple of weeks ago. It was fabulous. Challenge, particularly the hills. I can hear them laughing now, even though they're listening to the programme. The challenge, yeah, it's a very challenging, but great fun because the team is great. And Steve Wright, the route planner, organised a ride yesterday to Melton Mowbray, and that
50
was
miles.
Great. Yeah, 50 miles. Yeah, yeah. Mark's was 54. Steve's was 50 miles yesterday. Great. It was great.
How are you feeling about hundreds of miles though?
Terrified.
Over a course of how long?
Well, this is Dan's idea. I could kill him. It's 7 days, and we're talking about an average of 120 miles a day. On two of the days on the route, which Steve showed to us, it's 156 miles.
Wow.
With some serious climbs on route. Yeah.
Are you a keen cyclist anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I was always interested in it, and I always did it. Actually, I commuted to work for years, but I'd not done it for some years, and then. When Dan decided he was going to do this and he recruited people to support the charity, I decided to go along and use it as an opportunity to get fit.
And it has made you much fitter,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, I've lost 2 stones in weight and it's still coming off. Yes.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us about it. Great to follow your progress.
Yes, thank you.
When you get close to the ride itself.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be great to talk to some of the members of the team. Brilliant. Okay.
Thank you so much. That's Sophia Skyers, who's doing that bike ride. 1,000 miles. That's a long way, isn't it? So catch up with her nearer to the time in support of the Basil Skyers Myeloma Foundation.